Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Morning, Pat. How are
Morning.
You? Let's talk about Everton. My guest next hour is Peter Reid, talking about his brand new book. And he's giving lots of interviews to the papers today. And they've all picked up on the same thing. Everton are in a dogfight, but I don't think they can scrap. And he was one of the great scrappers, wasn't he? One of the great midfield generals.
Yeah, and I think I said to you last week, I've been watching a lot of the 84-85 season. We've been doing it's called the retro rewatch, where we do, and we'll sit down and watch the games or the seasons, and we watched the 84-85 in the last couple of weeks just to cheer ourselves up. And when you watch that side and how it could battle, but how it could also play, I mean, it's not easy watching the games because it's not exactly high definition. It's not exactly standard definition. But but when you watch it's what, you know, what I love about watching those games, the likes of Peter Reid, the likes of Paul Bracewell, is midfielders didn't have jobs. They weren't defensive midfielders and they weren't attacking midfielders. They were just midfielders. They could do everything. You know, we're watching one where Reedy bursts through, plays a 1-2 on the edge of the box, strolls into the box, gets it back and just puts it in the corner. You know, you don't see that from defensive midfielders, as probably, you know, Peter would be called nowadays. But, you know...
You mean the roles are too clearly defined?
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Midfielders in them days were midfielders. They could do everything. And that's not just that all of them could. And that was the other thing we were discussing this and saying how good other teams were. And we worked out why all teams were good. It's the subs rule. It's because you could only have one sub or two subs. Mm. So you couldn't stockpile players. You could only have... So every team had good players, because why would you move when maybe at best you'd be sitting on the bench? So every team had good players. So that's what we worked it out as anyway. But completely different time. And he's right, Everton.
And there was more character in the teams as well, wasn't there? You're talking about Bracewell and Reid.
Yeah. Well... I say good character. We were watching a game the other day. We seen there was an advertisement on the side of the pitch for the club Conti, which we thought was quite funny. So that'll tell you everything about character if you're about around in them days. But now Everton, you know what? We've been talking for a long while about Everton and character and saying how soft we were under Roberto Martinez and how we'd bought leaders and captains from all their teams. And yet we look leaderless and look like we couldn't fight our way out of a wet paper bag. It's absolutely ridiculous and you know, the players are going to have to stand up and fight for each other now. And it's mad because I'm watching it the other night, and I'm watching Ireland versus Wales, and I'm seeing the captain of Wales make another mistake. He seems to make a mistake every single game that either cost Everton a goal or Wales a goal. And they're supposed to be the people who are supposed to be getting us out of this rut. And it almost proves to me that the manager needs to rip it up and start getting... You know, the likes of Tom Davies in the team and the likes of John Joe Kenny and Mason Holgate and hopefully Phil Jagielka will be back this weekend as well. And you know, mix it up a little bit and get a little bit of youth in there and a little experience and let those players fight it out, because the ones who are supposed to be fighting out have got us in this situation. And for me, the likes of Ashley Williams need to just be put on the bench and left on the bench.
Well, maybe in his defence, maybe he needs that, and he would admit that.
Don't use the word defence around Ashley Williams, Steve, please.
He's just had a terrible time, hasn't he? And sometimes when things go wrong, it spirals out of control. Maybe it just does need the manager to pull him away from it all.
Yeah, I think. I look back at last season, Phil Jagielka, and I pointed the season when I just thought he's gone. His legs have just gone. And he was left out for a long time, and he could have left the club if he'd wanted to, but he didn't. And then he come back late in the season and played really well. And he started the season okay, Jags. And I think Ashley Williams needs something the same. He needs to be pulled out of it and just put on the side, because every time he plays, he makes a mistake and it does cost a goal. I mean, he's very lucky against Burnley. He made another mistake. The lad got through, and I think Williams pulled him down, and it really should have been a penalty, and that I got booked for diving. And you've seen it against Wales. Okay, the throw was very heavy, but just put your foot through it. And no, he can't do it quick enough, and then he can't get back. So I think the manager's got decisions to make, certainly over Ashley Williams and some other players, and we need to start mixing it up a bit.
Right, Peter Reid's also talked about how Farhad Moshiri has tried to sort of lower expectations. And he said, well, that's not good enough, and that's not right. We're Everton. We shouldn't be lowering expectations. We should be hiring expectations.
Yeah, absolutely right. For far too long, people, you know, have done that. And you know what? If other people do it outside the club, that's fine. You know, when it's hard now being an Evertonian and trying, you can't explain to people who are, you know, under 30 what Everton were in the 80s or have been in the past, because they just look at you like you've got two heads, and they put you in the same bracket like with clubs like Newcastle and Crystal Palace and West Ham, and you just think, no, that's not our bracket. We're still a top club, but if we don't say that, then who will? You know, if the club aren't saying that, then who will? If the club are lowering expectations, which they have been doing for 25 years, don't let anyone tell you any different. Everton have been lowering expectations for themselves so that there isn't pressure on the manager or the owners or whoever. They've done that themselves. Just simple things like season ticket campaigns, trying to make it all about, you know, getting one up on Liverpool or we're the local side and all this. And we've left behind, we've been left behind something that we helped start in the Premier League. And he's right. You know, it's no good Farhad Moshiri coming out going, well, we expected to lose this game and lose that game, but we didn't expect to lose against Burnley. No, you don't expect to lose any game. Okay, you go into games thinking, well, this is going to be a tough game, but you don't say, well, we've written that one off because it's Man United away or it's Chelsea away. You say, no, we're disappointed we've been beaten there because we are trying to raise expectations. We are on the up. We have spent £150 million. You talk about the manager last season. The manager said, we'll be fighting to get in the top four this season. After the Man United game, he was saying, oh, hang on, we've only spent £150 million. What do you expect? So it sends out mixed messages.
James has just given us a ring, and he's just said he's worried that Everton are going to get dragged into a relegation scrap. Have you got any fear on that front that it will sink into that sort of mire? Because James has just says, I'd get an Allardyce in straight away.
No, well, I wouldn't get an Allardyce in, but I do worry, and I said to you this last week, I do worry that if we don't wake up, if the manager doesn't wake up, and this is my fear with him is that, and there's a lot of talk, you know, you look at him and you just think, do you care enough to do something radical at this club, or are you just going to keep doing the same things? Well, it's not too bad at the moment. You know, a win on Sunday, things are very different. But if you look at the fixtures over the next month, you know, there's Brighton away, then there's Leon at home, then there's Arsenal home, and then there's Chelsea. So there's two cup competitions you could be out of in the next 2 weeks, and two league games that you've got to get, I'd say, 4 points to, if you want to qualify, if we want to qualify for Europe, never mind. You know, say the season isn't lost, you know, after 10 games, isn't won after 10 games, but it can be lost. And we've got to be very careful that we don't get caught in an area of the league table, which we're scrambling around for the rest of the season. And my fear is, as Peter's mentioned, is that we don't seem to have the characters or the fighters, and the manager, that's not his remit to get us out of there. And he's the kind of manager, actually, who's very good at going on runs in the second half of the season. But that's great. But if you're out of Europe and you're out the League Cup and you can't get top six, then what's the point? I thought we were trying to challenge for the top six and break into that, not have a great second half of the run in the season and get us, you know, top seven again.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.